You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Matty Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Hey, Common fans, the Huskers are 3-0. We're a quarter of the way through the season. And if you're not getting 25% off beef from cpbeef.com using the promo code COMMONFAN, you are missing out. Certified Piedmontese is premium Nebraska beef raised and grazed in the beautiful Sand Hills region of the state. And you can now get 25% off beef from cpbeef.com using the promo code COMMONFAN, all one word. You can also stop by your local Mercado butcher shop in Lincoln or Omaha and check out all the good stuff that they have to offer there as well. So don't wait. Go to your local Mercado butcher shop. Go to cpbeef.com. Use the promo code COMMONFAN. Get yourself 25% off and grill some celebratory steaks, brats, burgers, or whatever you like. Also, make sure to check out our brand new website, www.commonfan.co. We went to TS Web Services to build the site for us. Their team of experts provides top-notch solutions tailored to your needs. Whether you need web development or hosting, they have got you covered. You can trust TS Web Services to take your online presence to the next level. We had a great experience working with their team. They were very responsive and delivered high quality work. TS Web Services can help improve, redesign, or host your website. Check out tswebservices.com to learn more. Fellas, the Huskers handle their business against Northern Iowa. They win 34-3. Guys, I have to tell you, it made me the reaction to this win, a 31-point win over Northern Iowa. Not everyone in the fan base was ecstatic about it. And the Huskers, coming off Colorado, maybe we weren't quite as sharp as they had been. Tackling was a little bit leaky. We'll get into all that. But it made me think of when we had Mitch Sherman on the show for the first time, I believe. Friend of the program. He's been on several times.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
But Mitch was on what? I think a pre-spring ball.
Before the spring game.
Right. Going into spring ball, yeah. I think. Or maybe it was during spring ball, whatever.
During spring ball, I think.
But we were kind of laughing with Mitch. We were talking about expectations for the season and what would be considered a success for the season. And at that time, not that long ago, in 2024, Mitch said, I don't know. I can't remember if he said like a winning season or a bowl game would be considered a success.
Yeah.
Right.
Certainly not playoff contention. And in fact, we laughed at the time because he said that'll be good enough for this year. But then going into 2025 and beyond, Husker fan expectations are going to go right back through the roof.
Sky high.
Well, we've lasted three games.
Yeah. Three games
in. That's in the past.
The Huskers have looked pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I think the expectation should be higher than 6-6 in a bowl game. I think there's a lot to be excited about. But suddenly, some in Husker Nation are not happy with a 34-3 win. Because I suppose because it's Northern Iowa and it's an FCS team. And I think a few things were a little bit sloppy. But guys, if the last 7 years have taught us anything,
right,
it's that you got to celebrate all the W's.
Celebrate. Oh, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. I love that about Husker fans too. Like just our short memories in general. Like we go from 0-60, like nobody's business. Haven't been to a bowl game in 7 years, haven't had a winning season. You know what? We should be contending for the playoff and we need to beat Northern Iowa by at least a 50 burger.
Exactly.
Borderline unreasonable.
And I think that Husker fan, nobody wants to believe and nobody buys into when there's national hype. And people are saying good things about the Huskers. Nobody wants to believe that more than Husker fans.
Right.
We love that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We eat it up.
And I think, these national guys, they all know they can get engagement when they talk about the Huskers. They can get clicks. They can get views, et cetera. Oh, yeah.
Joel Klatt's a pro
I think many of these guys believe it. I mean, I think they Rule has a lot of respect. I think they see the programs moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes we got to take some of the things that they're saying with a grain of salt. Like, we have to remember this program has had losing seasons for seven seasons in a row before this. We haven't made a bowl game since 2016. Rhule talks about, I love how he talks about you go from playing losing football to playing winning football to playing championship football. I didn't say that quite right, but that's essentially what he said. Yeah. And Huskers are playing winning football right now. Yeah. And that's great. That's something we haven't done in a long time. We're probably going to have a winning record this year and get to a bowl game. And don't get me wrong, the Common fans are fully on board the playoff train too. We're not giving up on that. We all just need to understand that, like, when you have like games like last night, that's all part of the learning process.
You guys, fans of the late 1980s comedy, What About Bob, starring Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss?
Absolutely. Dr. Leo Marvin.
The whole thing. Dr. Leo Marvin. Dr. Leo Marvin's whole thing is baby steps, right? That's what we need to have here as Husker fans. It's just baby steps. Like this coming, win the next one, and then we have another one. Try to win that one, and just take it week by week, Husker fans. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like, my son asked me today, hey, are you like super excited that Nebraska's 3? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know what I am? I'm cautiously optimistic. You just got to be cautiously optimistic. Things are going great. Yeah. That's all we need to know for now.
Hey guys, sorry about that brief technical difficulty there. Jumping right back in. So anyway, let's get into the game summary. But, it's just, and I look, I'm the same way. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I'll watch. It looked like last night we would get in the backfield and then the quarterback was just kind of elusive, or like we'd miss some tackles. I'm as much as anybody. I'm yelling at the TV, or I'm like, come on, guys, you know, don't get me wrong. And you want to see them clean that stuff up, but we won 34-3. The spread was 30 and a half points
covered for there's some people that matters too, I guess.
No, but I just think it's also indicative that, like, we took care of business.
We did. It was TCOB.
That's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I thought about today? Well, I was watching NFL today, and I thought, you know, that really, for the most part, was, you know, just a taking care of business kind of win. I mean, Butler could have played. He didn't. We basically gave one of our veteran defenders, who was a little dinged up, a rest day. Okay, yep. So that's a factor. Then I was thinking about the running backs. Nobody had more than six carries, right? Every one of those guys is going to be fresh for Illinois. Like, I think there was such strategery going on here with Matt Rhule.
That's a good point.
And – you know, I think the other thing too, with the game plan, Northern Iowa had a great game plan, as teams that are less talented usually do. They're trying to run it, milk the clock, make it ugly, make it dirty, make it a street fight. That's how you beat a far superior team. Well, by us just lining up and running the ball too, we're playing into their hands. We're milking clock. It's going to be closer at the end than it should be. So I kind of liked the attacking through the air strategy on offense. We got out to a big lead, and then we're like, okay, you want to milk clock? Go ahead. Go ahead and try to beat us throwing the ball.
Yep.
And they couldn't
That's
do
true.
It.
Because that first drive of theirs, God, that took up like almost the entire first quarter, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and we scored quick.
Yeah.
Like those three scoring drives, by the way, scored on our first three drives. Those were awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think we went touchdown, 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 8-play drive, 7-play drive, 4-play drive, right? So at the most, the drives took 3 minutes, 20 seconds, 3 minutes, 28 seconds, and that 4-play drive took 2 minutes and 5 seconds. And so this offense is just fun to watch, and we haven't had that in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I don't think there's a lot to complain about with the offense. I think people might be saying – you know, you wish you'd see more in the second half. I think some of those second half slowdowns are by design. We saw it against Colorado. Now, you'd like to see them hold. Like, sometimes, what was it? I think it was on the pick that actually Raiola threw a pretty nice ball. Mm-hmm. And you got you know, both of the Raiola took responsibility and Jalen Lloyd took responsibility, which I loved, by the way. They both tried to take their responsibility. I thought if Lloyd catches the ball up, he high points it and puts his hands up instead of getting his hands underneath it.
Yeah.
That's the receiver should catch that.
And that's
ball.
What he said too. He said his hands were too low.
But so there was that at that point we were up what? I think 20, no, we were up
27-3.
30 to 3. I think we were up 30 to or 27 to 3, 27 to 3. And we had gotten the ball back. Where were we in the game? We had gotten the ball back early in the fourth quarter. And I think I texted the group of guys, like, why are we dropping back and throwing the ball 50 yards there? And that, like that, so sometimes you just like to see, give it to Dante Dowdell, give it to Emmett Johnson, give it to Gabe Irvin, let them run over some guys, take about 8 minutes off the clock. Not that really anything was in doubt there, but you're just kind of wondering, okay, what are we doing here? But at the same time, Jalen Lloyd's like one of the fastest guys in the country. He's one we've seen him. We've seen him do that. He's run past Big Ten defenses, let alone FCS defenses. Like, I kind of don't hate it either. Like, if you get a touchdown there, everybody loses their mind and goes nuts, right?
Well, I mean, TJ, I gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed in you. I really expected you to say something derogatory towards the what is he, $1.4 million man, Marcus Satterfield, kind of maybe going a little bit big brain like we talked about last
Big
year.
brain.
These
Yeah.
offensive
Big brain.
coordinators like to do.
We haven't
No,
really
I'm.
mentioned his name a lot either, and rightfully so. They've done a pretty
Well,
darn good
look
job
what
this year.
happens when he's got a quarterback that can throw all those little bubble screens and throw any pass he needs him to throw. Any offensive coordinator is going to look like a genius with a kid like that slinging the ball around.
Well, and I think you give more grace when you have a 27 to 3 lead,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
And so I think part of the frustration of last year is we were always in dog fights, and it was like, why are we asking Heinrich Harburg to throw some back shoulder throw on third and four or something, right? Like, just totally different animal tonight, or animal on Saturday night. So we kind of just tick through the game summary. I mean, I don't think we need to really go through a full game summary like we have, but just hitting the high points. One thing I had, guys, that I loved was the contribution of multiple Nebraskans. Okay. So Heinrich Harburg, first of all, he lined up in the backfield and I think out wide on like the first drive. And then later in the game, he caught a pass, took a handoff, and took a snap and ran a play. And so you just let William Wallace, warrior, do everything, man. Leader of the team last year. Just love seeing Heinrich Harburg get involved. And I love that they teased it just a little bit against Northern Iowa, because I guarantee you at some point this season, whether it's a trick play or something else, there's going to be a play or multiple plays where both Raiola and Harburg are on the field at the same time. And it's like kind of one of those a play when you need a play kind of thing. And they're going to have something up their sleeve. So I hope that's the case. You're at least making defenses think and have to prepare for something. So then on top of that, you had Jalen Lloyd with a big, I believe it was a 59-yard touchdown catch to set up the third touchdown, I believe it was. And then you had Carter Nelson, the man himself, true freshman, Ainsworth's finest, catching his
Hey,
first
only his
touchdown.
third game playing 11-man football.
I mean, that's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we
And
love that.
he had four catches for 48 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and I
Super
don't
excited. And
think.
again, like looking at his size and watching him move and run, the athleticism, you can see, for everyone, he's a tight end. I think that's the long-term plan for him, but you can see why they wanted him on the field right away because, man, he looks good out there.
And to borrow a term from Scott Frost, with his frame, as he used to say, somebody had a good frame. I remember him saying about Cam Jurgens a lot. With his frame, I think they'll probably add some muscle and some weight onto him. But gosh, he's quick and he appears to have really good hands. Man, he's going to be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Other high points, Jeffrey.
I talked about it with you guys beforehand, but just like it gave me I was nervous at first because we elected to go for it on fourth down when we had a pretty reasonable field goal to make. But then I left the game a little bit more happy knowing that Alvano can actually make field goals. So that was a high point for me, knowing that hey, if we need 3 points, maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get them. So that made me pretty happy there. And then toughness. Ja'Cory Barney, I don't know if you guys noticed, after he caught that touchdown pass, he took a freaking lick.
Smacked. That should have been a penalty.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe he smacked.
He was like halfway into the end zone.
Dude just gets right back up like nothing happened. Just goes, gets his high fives, everything like that. It speaks to the volume of coaching and instilling toughness and just a good mentality in these kids. Because, I mean, they get nailed on plays like that and they get right back up and they're right back to business. So we're a tough ass team. I'm pretty excited about it. It was great to see. And lastly, I watched the game with a different set of people this time. Usually I'm at home and we have family come over, or maybe I go to the game. We went to somebody else's house this time, and it was kind of cool to see other people outside of the common fan universe that we typically live in watch the game and get their thoughts on it. Because I'll tell you what, folks, the people I watched it with last night are absolutely floored at how good we are. Like their minds are blown. They're like, this can't be real. Like, it's just incredible to see us be this good.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, feelings are sky high, guys. A lot of high points there.
A stud quarterback does wonders for your football
right.
program. It really does.
It's kind of like we don't even talk about Raiola because it's already like a given that he's just going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and I didn't think, you know, 3 games into the season, with a true freshman quarterback, basically, I mean, the first half, he kind of put the team on his back. You know, the mm-hmm. defense kind of gave up some rushing yards. We needed to get a few early scores, and he did it. He pulled it off with some beautiful throws. God, it just looks effortless throwing the ball. It's a sight to behold, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
And TJ.
It is a sight to behold. That is for sure. That's a good point. We don't even hardly even talk about him.
No, like there was one play where we ran, I think it was Barney. We ran Barney in motion. He ran behind Raiola, and he turned to his left and threw like the nicest little screen touch pass. Yes. Like just like floated it over to him. And I remember thinking, and I was like, gosh, and it went for like 7 yards. I'm like, God, that was a great play. And yeah. Maddie Jr. is like, why are you so excited about that play? I'm like, do you know how much we've struggled with a quarterback that can throw a screen pass, like
right.
a proper yeah. screen or a bubble yep. screen? Like those would be backward laterals for a fumble the last 7 years.
Yeah.
The Big Ten Network shared this stat after the game. 70% completion percentage. I assume that's at least a minimum 70%, 70% or better in each of his first 3 games. Or maybe this was on the screen.
Well, I know where you're going
maybe,
with this.
Yeah, maybe this is on the screen.
Yeah.
He's the first true freshman quarterback to do that since Marcus Mariota in 2012. People forget Marcus Mariota won the Heisman Trophy.
He did.
I don't know.
The guy last night said something about Raiola for Heisman. Did you guys hear that on the broadcast?
No.
It was late in the second half, and he's like, and he said something about him being a Heisman candidate, and the other guy was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
Easy.
By the way, that crew last night was way better than the Colt McCoy.
They were good. Yeah. They were good.
And I've never heard those guys before.
Yeah,
I thought they did good. Mike Pereira put Terry to shame with his analysis of penalties.
I love Mike Pereira.
Yeah. He did a great job.
I agree. I love Mike Pereira. Yep. GF, I wanted to say, you mentioned Ja'Cory Barney. He's just electric. And with another thing that I love about this staff is they seem, whether it's being better evaluators than previous staffs or just being better closers, bringing in these recruits, they are landing guys and they are not afraid to play them early. We're seeing a ton of it on defense. Vincent Shavers at linebacker. He's out of Miami. Willis McGahee.
That DB that got a pick against
Ramir Stewart.
Colorado. Yes, he played a lot. He played some last night.
And even like Prince Will and Cam Lenhart last year were freshman All-Americans. Like I love that they do this because then you're not only getting these guys are contributing. They're actually is not garbage time. They're actually contributing, but then they're ready to play bigger roles in the years to come. And so I just love that about this staff.
Younger Buford too got in.
Yeah.
Mario.
There's probably that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Love it. I love that they do that because I think that plays a huge part in the development, right? Like, yeah, they're getting tons of reps in practice, but they're actually playing in a real game at Memorial Stadium on Tom Osborne Field and getting actual good minutes. So I think it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree. And I think we've got just to put a bow on it, because then I want to move to areas of concerns and questions, but like, we just have to we've talked about it before, but I think we need to tip our hats to the strides made by the offense. Again,
Yes.
Dylan Raiola is at the center of it. Thank God. I mean, the staff closed the deal on him, so they get the credit for that. And obviously, so thank God he's a Cornhusker, right? But I mean, all the weapons that are out there now, Nayor and Banks and Ja'Cory Barney, and we just keep cycling through all these running backs who are all looking good. They all look good last night. And who am I missing? Fedoni caught a couple balls
Fedoni,
last
there's like
night.
so many mouths to feed.
And yeah, exactly. And Harburg's out there mixing up. Janyron Bonner. I mean, all these guys. And so it'll be interesting to see, because we're gonna get into some dogfights, right?
Oh
We haven't been in a we haven't been in a dogfight. Whether it's one of those where we're just not getting the breaks and things aren't going our way, and a team we feel like we're better than are kind of hanging around, or maybe we're playing a better team, but we're hanging with them. We're gonna get into some dogfights. So what do you got, Marcus Satterfield? What can you do then? What do you got up your sleeve then? But I think at the very like we need to acknowledge how far this offense has come in 1 year. It
Absolutely.
looks so much better. It's so
Yeah,
fun to
night and
watch.
day.
Yeah, it's so much better than last
And
year.
again, crediting the staff for getting some of these guys in there and their talent evaluation and who they can get in here. I mean, how big has Nayor, Banks, and Dowdell been? Like, talk about huge portal
Yes.
pickups.
Yeah.
I love
Dowdell.
and I love the line.
Hollywood.
I don't know if you read I think it is Tom Chattel's column. He said that Dante Dowdell looks like he was ordered from the Amazon Big Ten
Yeah,
store. Like, and I loved that
I
line.
know that's such a good line.
And he does. Like, he wants to run through you. He's like the Shiloh Sanders deal. He's like, you probably could have juked him and scored, but he wanted to run through
Yes.
him. And you gotta have a guy
Exactly.
like that in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I completely
But
agree.
huge trend, huge, huge transfer portal pickups there, boys.
Oh yeah.
Three major key
Oh
contributors
yeah.
on offense.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, boys. So, Eric, let's spend a little time on this areas of concern or questions going into week 4, I guess it is. I mean, I think we have to hit on what everybody's talking about. The defense just didn't look dominant yesterday, right? The defense was dominant in game 1. They were dominant against Colorado. They only gave up 3 points. Okay, let's start there.
Yeah, I
And
was gonna say.
points are the thing that matters most, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, Northern Illinois' first drive, they moved the ball. They were moving the ball, and they kept moving the ball, and they held the ball for over 10 minutes.
Jeez.
And props to the Blackshirts. Blackshirts still forced a field goal, which was big. And then, I think what I, you know, it's just I'm thinking of some of the things probably I was thinking last night, and also some of the stuff I've seen on social media. Northern Illinois shot themselves in the foot several times, where they had some promising plays or promising drives or whatever, and they had penalties that negated them. And then, for instance, on Malcolm Hartzog's interception, it was a heck of an athletic play by Hartzog. Don't get me wrong, but the guy was wide open. Like the receiver was open, and the UNI quarterback it was a bad miss. So now good teams take advantage of those mistakes. Good teams don't let their opponents off the hook when they make those mistakes. Then I think the other thing that just kind of like it didn't pass the eye test as much as in recent games. I don't know about you. I thought they were missing tackles. They were getting leaky. UNI was getting leaky yardage, and it just didn't look as sharp. Do you have thoughts on any of that, guys? I mean, I have. Yeah, go ahead.
I the only thing I would say is that I was going to agree with you about the defense being the only other area of concern I could think of, because everything else seemed, pretty on point the way we want to see it. But you also have to remember that I think isn't Northern Iowa, isn't their whole thing just ground and pound? Like they're supposed to have a pretty okay, I think, offensive line because they rely on running the ball pretty heavily. So when they were kind of running through us for a little while there in that first quarter, I mean that's their claim to fame, really. So I'm not too concerned about that. But if you wanted to nitpick, that would probably be the one concern I had.
Yeah. And I think Butler being out is a factor. They played a ton of guys. Like,
And Bayer was out the whole first half.
Bayer was out the whole first. So there's two starters that weren't playing in the first half, two black shirts, right? So that's a factor. The other part is, and I think I texted this to you guys and some of our friends last night, most times you're scripting your first 15. Northern Iowa had an idea of what they're going to do in their first drive, and they're probably their first 15 plays. And then I said, let's see what happens after they get through those. And I think I was pretty much right. I mean, we kind of put the clamps down after that first drive for the most part. But no, I think honest to God, I think that was the most physical team we've played yet between UTEP, Colorado, and Northern. They were the most physical team.
I
And
know,
it,
right?
to the untrained eye, even, I think you could tell that. And they had two big backs, right? And yeah, Jeff, they hang their hat on running the ball and grinding it out. And now what I also thought of is Q, remember the old Husker fan, like if somebody played us tough, like tougher than we thought they would, you'd always get into like, they're gonna beat some people this year. Watch out for Northern Iowa. In the FCS, Northern Iowa is gonna make a late playoff run. You guys just watch. So,
So
but they
true.
were,
Well, and
and Rule gave them a ton of credit. They had a good
yeah.
game plan. They did
The
what they to
yeah.
keep themselves in the game, and they were pretty much in the game until the third, late third, early fourth quarter.
Interestingly, the two things that I felt watching the game were it felt like we couldn't get off the field on third down, and it felt like they were getting too much yardage on their run plays in particular. Looking at the stats, it doesn't necessarily back that up. They were 6 of 16 on third down. That's not particularly
It's not
that
great.
it's not great. And they were at 3.9 rush yards per attempt.
That's
So,
for some of us, that's too much. I mean, you'd like to keep them under three, I think.
Sure,
Like that,
but I
that's
mean,
for most of us, I think it's like they're getting 6, 7 yards on first down. That's what we really don't like to see. It's those 6, 7 yards. You'd rather have those be two or three and getting somebody in a third and four or some situation. But yeah, we gotta shore that up.
and I think they will too. I mean, I love hearing guys after the game say that's not up to, Ty Robinson and others were saying that's not up to the standard. That's not how we want it to look. And so I think they'll shore it up. And I remember, I think we talked about this, guys. Maybe I can't remember if it was on one of the shows or off the air, but I think it lined up really well because you knew there was going to be a ton of emotion and they're going to pour everything into that Colorado game. And that's it. Not just a historic rival that's important to the fans, but they really wanted to avenge that loss. And like everybody in the nation was watching, even though Colorado was 4-8 last year, like everybody's watching because it's the Coach Prime show. And so I remember thinking, either way, if we lose to Colorado, it's nice to bounce back with UNI. If we beat Colorado, though, it's also nice not to pivot right away to conference play. And we can come back if there is a little bit of a letdown, and I think that's what this was. If there is a little bit of a letdown, then we'll still get the W, which we did. We took care of business and work out some kinks. Maybe they needed a little bit of this, like maybe they needed a little dose of humility going into conference play after everybody's been blowing smoke up their big red behind. And
What
just like,
and
okay, we got to get refocused here. Illinois's coming into town less than a week. We got to get
yeah,
refocused.
yeah.
I just want to say this too. I mean, not everybody can hang 66 points on an inferior opponent like another unnamed team that I saw play this weekend. That's a tough standard to live up to. So just
No
wanted
idea what you're talking about,
you
Jeff.
don't know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
Well, all
No.
right. Not everybody can be 3-0 either.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody can be undefeated. And not everybody can beat FCS opponents
All right, take
or
it easy. That's
non
true.
power non
Take it
power five
easy. All
opponents.
right,
Yeah,
calm
whatever.
down. Now you're getting personal.
Mac for whatever it is.
Maction.
I had two other. These aren't exactly areas of concerns for me. These are legitimate questions for me, guys. One of them is what's going on in the with the running back situation. And it was just interesting because it went Dowdell started again. And then did we see Emmett next? I think we saw Emmett next, who we didn't see much against Colorado, Emmett Johnson. And then we got Ramir Johnson, and then Gabe Irvin got in. And then I loved Dowdell. I mean, he looks like a dude.
Yeah,
Like
for sure.
he seems like the guy. I mean, he definitely
Yeah, I
seems
think
like
he's
the
the guy.
guy. But they also seem committed to continuing to rotate. So here's, I mean, Dowdell had six carries. I mean, that's not a lot. Six carries for 55 yards. Emmett Johnson had four carries for 50 yards. What do we all this we got here?
And then
Ramir had,
not much after
yeah,
that, really.
Ramir Johnson, two carries for 4 yards. Gabe Irvin, three carries for 3 yards. And then Ramir also had two catches for 28 yards. Oh, Emmett had three catches for 43 yards.
Emin had a good game.
He had a good game. He had a good, but they seem,
Sneaky good.
and they bring different things to the table. I mean, Dowdell seems to be the most complete package. And I think Emmett is similar to Dowdell, maybe not quite as big, maybe not quite as powerful, but Emmett seems to be the second most sort of well-rounded. Ramir is quick, he's shifty, catches the ball out of the backfield. They seem to have different uses for him. And then Gabe Irvin is more like your power guy, like your Big Ten hammer. And so it's nice to have all those guys. Like, do we need somebody who can carry the ball 30 yards or 30 times a game? Like, maybe we don't, you
No.
know? And it's like,
Yeah.
maybe we just use these guys for different things. So it's just a question of mine. I'm just really always really curious to watch who's going in when and why. And I think it has a lot to do with what they want to do on offense. But
Yeah, and
it
I
seems like
think
they're not saying we've got to stick with one guy, or even we thought, I think after the first game, did we say, I think after the first game, we said it was going to be Dowdell and
yeah.
Emmett. After the Colorado game, we said it was going to be Dowdell and Ramir, and it continues to change,
Yeah. And I think it
which is
will. I
fine.
mean, they're keeping guys fresh. They're keeping guys from getting hurt. And I think, but I will think they'll ride the hot hand. Like if we get in a big game and we're like, because running back can get into a rhythm. So I think we'll see him do something like that when we're not playing somebody like Northern Iowa. No disrespect to Northern Iowa. But yeah.
Jeff, any further thoughts on that?
No, I think you covered it very, very well, MO
I
and
can see
TJ.
you're. I can see you're having
Are
an
you shooing
off-camera
away your cat
conversation with
there?
someone, but thank you for
Yeah.
muting it at least.
The one thing I would say is not questions or concerns, but and this just goes forward. Short week, entering conference play. I'm kind of nervous about that. And I weird Friday night games. They always kind of make me nervous. So I'm curious to see how we
Hey,
respond and
I get what you're saying. I
if
get what
we're
you're
ready to
saying,
rock.
Jeff. I get what you're saying. Illinois has got the same amount of days in between games too, though.
Sure. Ranked game,
If they had a
two
bye
ranked
week,
games.
I'd be worried. But Friday
Sure.
night game at Memorial Stadium, it's
It's gonna be
weird
fun. It's gonna
anyway.
be yeah.
Husker fans are gonna get weird.
Oh, it's
Are you
gonna be
kidding me?
weird. Oh yeah.
It's like shout out to Coach Scharf, high school baseball coach. He always used to say when we were playing a baseball game in March and it was like 40 degrees out and chance of snow, at playing baseball. He'd be like, it's not 75 and sunny in their dugout.
I love that.
Same thing. My other question, and if you guys have questions, throw them out there too. And again, this has not come a criticism. I thought we'd see more of him to date. Is where like what will we see more Thomas Fedoni?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it goes back to you mentioning earlier how many guys we feel like we need to spread the ball around to, because there's just so much talent.
I think it's a good, exactly. It's a good problem to have. Like,
But
we've got so many beasts.
I have like, that first game, it was kind of like, why are we throwing these little like tight end screens to him where he can't really do anything with it? And it was a lot, oftentimes felt like the short side of the field too. But then we hit him up the seam on one against Colorado. I think that was his only catch, maybe his only target even. And that looked great.
It did.
I thought he was going to get in last night. They threw him a nice little, I don't know, 10
They
yard.
seem to be making a concerted effort at the beginning to get him the ball more. At
Yeah.
least that's what I thought.
And I want to see more of that. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see old Tommy Fedoni get some more touches.
Sure.
A couple more things, guys. I guess just to wrap up sort of the go. Unless you guys do either of you have questions or any concerns moving into next week? Anything I think we do
We've
now?
covered pretty much
Yeah.
everything that
We're
I had
making
in
good
my
time here.
notes.
Making good time. We're
Yeah, look
moving
at
quicker than
us.
we normally do. Look at us. But I just want to go a couple things. Eric Hess, another friend of the program, Arbitrary Analytics, tweeted this last night. This is the first season since 1999 where the Huskers allowed 20 or fewer points while scoring 100 plus through the first three games of the season. Guys, first time since 1999. Do you know what
Yeah.
happened in 1999? It
Big
was the
12 champs.
last time we won a conference championship.
Yeah. 12 and
So,
1, I think we were.
I think that's right. So just, I think, and to put a finer point on that, and Jeff, your point about Friday night made me think of this. We are slowly unraveling the psychological damage of the last 7 years. I am starting to believe that things will be okay. Like, I'm starting to believe that good things will happen in games. I am starting to trust that, yes, they'll show up on Friday and they'll be fine. I am starting to trust that when we are favored in games, we're going to win games. That's not to say we won't hit bumps in the road this year, or maybe won't, bad things won't happen. But to your point, Owens, last night after that, I was the one who Nervous Nelly. I texted the group and said this is looking too easy for Northern Illinois on offense. But your text helped, your response helped Owens, and I quickly snapped out of it. And I was like, no, this is like we held him to a field goal. Tony White's going to do his Tony White thing. The offense is going to keep scoring, and we're going to be fine. And like I'm just we're slowly starting to not have panic-induced meltdowns watching Nebraska football.
I envision TJ, like I just see this now, like almost like a psychiatrist couch, like laying down and just playing like Matt Rhule press conferences in the background and just closing his eyes.
How
Therapy.
did that make you feel, TJ? What was your reaction to that?
Just laying on the couch, like I'm actually enjoying this. I'm not panicking and I'm wondering what's wrong. I'm
Something's off.
wondering what's going on here.
Something's off.
Something's off.
But
I
it
think
was
we.
like that in regards to maybe, to those that think we didn't beat Northern Iowa badly enough. Rhule said something in his post-game presser about being boring in the fourth quarter because that's what good teams do.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
that's such a great line too. Like I know we're drinking the Rhule, like we all are like crazy as we should be, but like the guy has some great lines. And that's a great one. I mean, how many times, how many, you don't want to be goofy, crazy, like let's try to throw it, chuck it down the field, in the fourth quarter. No,
No.
we're gonna hand it off. We're gonna bring in
Win.
William Wallace at quarterback. He's gonna lead a drive. And even the backup defense is gonna shut him down. That's what it is. It's boring. It might be boring to some people. Your star quarterback's out of the game, but that's what it is.
Winning, damn
You
it.
win him
So,
by 24 to 31 points.
the objective is to end the game with more points than the other team.
Right.
That's the objective. We keep doing that. So that's good. Is
good
that
thing.
good?
Yep.
That's good.
That's a good sign.
And I think Husker
Love
fans,
those numbers.
especially Husker fans of a certain age, will just like our we've had it so ingrained to where we just need to absolutely dominate and impose our will on teams. And then we've gotten a taste of that this year for the first time in a long time. So then I think we see like a little slippage in one area or another, and it's like, what's happening? Is it not going to be as good as we thought? Like all those things. And it's enjoy this,
Quit
enjoy the
punishing
vibe.
yourself, TJ. Quit punishing yourself.
We've just been abused. We've been abused for too long.
Can
One
I
final
one? Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
real quick question. This will show my lack of knowledge from like coaching.
Yeah, no,
Tony,
you do that
I
all the
know,
time.
right? Okay, I get it. Why? So Tony White, like, what's that? Why was he wearing like yellow, like a long? Yeah, well, I saw
I know
a
the
couple
answer
people
to
over
that.
there wear. Is it just so you can find them where they're at on the
Yeah,
sideline?
because he did it one. He did it one day.
Matt and I both know the answer, so I'm gonna let Matt answer. Jeff doesn't know the answer, but
I
Matt
don't know
might.
the answer to
I think
this.
it was
Tell
a.
me the
I
answer.
think it was kind of a fluke. He did it one day. He was wearing like yellow sleeves, and they're like, "Coach, no, we can see you making the signals better." So that's why he just like, "I'm gonna wear them all the
Gotcha.
time because they
Okay.
can see him his yellow sleeves making the defensive calls easier than if he's wearing white or red or black. It just blends in with the sideline."
Not
I can't
all
remember.
the
It was
common
either.
fans
It was
know
either.
that, all right? Not all the common fans know that.
No, and it's fine.
And
It's
that's
fine
why
if you don't know that. We just like making fun of Jeff. I can't remember. Yes, somebody just one of the players told the story, and I can't remember if he did it proactively and they said, yeah, we like that. Or I thought maybe it was also somebody said, Coach, we can't see you. We can't pick up the signs on the sideline. And then he was, I can't remember what it was, but either that's exactly what it was. One more thing before we move to
You
corn
got any more
cobs.
brain busters, Jeff?
I'll think of some more. I'll think of some more. Don't worry.
One more thing before we move to corn cobs. Jeff very proudly took credit for Nebraska's win over Colorado last week because he had grown out the mustache. We're
Not
recording
shaved it, you
on
son
video. The
of a
mustache
bitch.
is already gone. I'm
What is your problem?
trying
I
to
was just
understand
wondering
what's
if anybody
going on. I just
noticed yet.
noticed it. You, what is your
No, I noticed
problem?
it from the beginning, Jeff.
You're supposed to keep it the whole season.
I'll bring it back when necessary, okay? I feel comfortable right now. All right, I
You
feel
look
comfortable right now.
better. You look less like a criminal.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I
So,
appreciate that.
yeah,
Yeah. I
absolutely.
was waiting for somebody to notice.
No, we
Clean
all, everyone,
shaven.
all the common fan watchers are going to notice right away.
Oh, well, we'll have this baby back up and running, I would say,
Yeah,
probably
it
by the
looks like
Ohio State game.
you got some action coming back in pretty quick there,
Yeah.
buddy.
Well,
Yes.
I'm a man.
If
I can grow facial hair quickly.
something bad happens, you're on the hook for it.
Oh,
So,
really? Me?
yeah,
It's
yeah,
my
yeah,
it's gonna
yes.
be
Hey,
my fault.
you wanted to take credit for the
Me.
Colorado win
You're the
with that
one. No, it was
mullet.
nobody was thinking about it until you took credit
I
for
went
it.
all of the credit and none of the criticism. So deal with that.
That's not how the world works, buddy.
That is how the world, that's how my world works.
Talk, sometimes Sometimes talking to Geoff is like talking to one of my children.
I am drinking a cherry Pepsi
Jeff,
and it's
no,
delicious.
no.
Jeff, could you stop playing video games so we could record this podcast, please? All
Hey,
right, boys. Cool.
I'm glad that we're recording at the time that we're recording because now I'll have plenty of time to play Call of Duty.
Yeah,
So thank
no,
you for
good
that,
Lord.
guys.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Common fans, is that like an open, can you play with anybody like on the, I don't even know how
Yeah,
that
if
works.
anybody
Can
wants
you
to
do that?
play me in Call of Duty,
Yeah.
come on.
What's
Rome
your
clone
gamer
80.
tag, Jeff? What's
Rome
your gamer tag?
clone 82, Matt. Rome
Oh,
clone
dear
82.
God. Okay.
Okay, moving on to corn cobs.
Please.
For those of you joining us for the first time, this is the common fan version of a game ball. Matty L, why don't you start us off?
I'm going with the Nebraskan, the true freshman from Ainsworth. Just started playing 11-man football, guys. Carter Nelson. Kid just looks like a real good football player. He looks smooth running routes, can catch the ball, can do something with it after the catch. Carter Nelson, congrats, kid. Corn cob.
Absolutely love it, especially when it's a Nebraska kid. Great, great pick. Geoff?
I was torn this week. You know, the Hollywood plays I like, but I went with Ja'Cory Barney just because, again, I mentioned it earlier. Dude just got freaking drilled and just acts like brushed it off like nothing happened. Tough SOB. That's my pick.
Love it.
Love it. I'm going to go with, we should also say we talked about this beforehand. After the first game, we gave a unanimous corn cob to Dylan Raiola. We would like to give corn
I
cobs to
think
him
we
every
should.
week. Like,
Yeah,
we'll just
right?
give him another. I think we should just give
Yeah.
another unanimous one.
Yeah.
But Raiola is the story of the season. We don't want to lose sight of that. But we want to give corn cobs to other players because lots of people are
Yeah.
contributing in positive ways this year. So Dylan Raiola, is it too early to give him a unanimous season corn cob? Like corn cob for the season?
It
Maybe we
might
should
be
wait on
too early for
that
that,
might be
but
jinxing things. Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go with Tristan Alvano.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
the 2 for 2 on field
Oh.
goals, 2 for 2 on field goals last night, made every extra point. Again, you know, like the field goals were not super far out. I don't think we have a full picture of what's going on there, but that's been one area that's been inconsistent, and he did the job and drilled both field goals last night. And so that was great to see, a great work by Tristan Albano. As we've discussed many times,
Yes.
we're gonna be in a close game or close games eventually this year. And we're gonna need 3 points when we are in position to get 3 points. And
Yep,
so
sure.
that's going to be important. Hopefully
It's a
that's a
good pick,
confidence
TJ.
booster. Also another
Yeah.
Nebraska kid.
Yes.
So can't beat that. All right, boys, any final thoughts?
I just want to give a shout out to one of our common fans, good friend of ours, JT, going through some health stuff, and we just want him to know that we love him, and
Absolutely.
we're gonna be here for him, and keep fighting, buddy.
Absolutely.
You're the
Friend of
man,
the program.
JT. You're the
Lots
man.
of love and thoughts and prayers being sent out there, and just huge friend of the program. Great human being, and we're all pulling for you, buddy.
100%.
For sure.
Good call, Matteo.
Yeah.
All right, we will have another view from the Bland stands with Omaha World Herald reporter Evan Bland. That'll be out Wednesday morning. Stay tuned for that. We'll get into a little bit more on the Northern Iowa front, but we're going to spend the bulk of that episode looking ahead to Illinois. And our dear friend Bert Bielema, who has likely been staying up late eating tombstones and watching Nebraska film, and I think he's got a lot more to be concerned about this year than he did last year.
Damn right.
And we pummeled him last year. Let's not
We
forget
did.
that.
Yeah.
So stick so 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 keep an eye out for the view from the Bland stands and just enjoy this, Husker Nation. We're 3-0. We're number 22 in the country in both
Celebrate the
polls.
W's.
Celebrate all the W's.
Tell
This
that
is
to yourself, TJ. Tell
Nebraska
that to
football.
yourself, okay?
Nebraska football. I have been enjoying them, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. Nebraska football is fun again. Enjoy it. Let's
Yes.
go 1-0 this week, common fans. Let's go 1-0 this week. Let's
Heck
get to
yeah.
4-0. All right. Stick with us, common fans. Find us on Twitter, Facebook. Send us an email, commonfangbr@gmail.com. All the things. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
We'll be right back.